Welcome to the Beauty and Bullshit podcast, where I'll be sharing some of my most interesting conversations with the people that I meet while working in the beauty industry. And if the beat live, you know Lil Juice made it. Big ass chain around my neck so these niggas know I'm rich. And I don't need shit but the dick. Big ass stack in this purse so these niggas know I'm working. I'm holding this Glock in my Birkin. Niggas got a whole that L trying to come for my pen. I'm really finna make another M. Now tell me how the fuck I'm in the wrong if I don't want the nigga and he still ain't fucking with the bitch. I be working. I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Wow. It has been a while. I feel so strange doing this. I haven't done this in such a long time. It has really been a while. I think the last time I recorded an episode was March 2020. And if you've been following the show from the beginning, then you know, I started out with a co-host. Life kind of got in the way. That didn't really work out. Then I did a couple of episodes on my own. And at the top of the whole COVID-19 thing, I said, you know what, I'm going to record my experience, I'm going to put that out there, and shit just didn't happen the way that I thought that it was going to happen. And so, here I am again, over 1 year later, but it's safe to say that I am back, and I am so excited to share with you guys the new things that I have going on in my life. So the last time I was here, it was really when, you know, COVID-19 had just hit, and I was under the assumption that this is not something that was going to be here for a very long time. Maybe I was hoping that this is something that was not going to be here for a very long time, and here we are almost 2 years in, and things are getting better, but, you know, it's not what it used to be, and it sucks that it's not going to be what it used to be, but enough of that. I do not want to talk about COVID-19 anymore. So let's give you guys an update on what I've been doing since you last heard from me. I got a therapist. Yes, y'all, I got a therapist. Quarantine and all that shit kind of threw me for a loop a little bit, y'all. So I got me a therapist. And I'm still kind of struggling with being present and not being in work mode constantly. But therapy has definitely helped me to work through some things and recognize some traumas that I have not addressed. So if you're looking for a sign to go to therapy, this is your sign. Take your ass to therapy. Yeah, since then, I have completely stopped doing hair and started lashing full time. I don't know if I mentioned it in my last episode, but I have started lashing full time at Blink Lash Studio in Frederick, Maryland. And I love it there. I love what I do. I love lashing way more than I love doing hair. Even though I still love doing hair, it's just completely different. It's a different vibe. And this is just where I'm at right now. I'm feeling it. I'm still running the Beauty Boutique by Jeff. I've actually rebranded and made a lot of changes within the website, so I'm really, really happy about that. And where we're going, I've added some apparel, so I got some really, really cute hoodies for lash artists and people who really love lashes. So there's a couple t-shirts, there's a couple hoodies, and I'm starting out small, so, you know, check me out, go to the link, and let me know if y'all like my shit, okay? And keep in mind that I'm an artist. Y'all know the rest. So anyway, with that being said, with me like lashing full time, it's been really difficult for me to like slide in where I can actually record episodes. And I've been thinking this whole time, how do I really incorporate beauty into this podcast? Because I don't just really want to talk about beauty. And there's so many other shows that talk about what new products are coming out, what skincare, you know, what products to use in your hair. And while that's cool and it's always good to know, and I'm always going to share with y'all any new information that I get, I also wanted to really, really bring guests into the mix and not just have me just talking. So I've decided to rebrand the show, and I really hope that y'all like what I do. my focus is really going to be just conversations that I have with guests, clients, and it may be a lash client. It may just be someone who, you know, I want to catch up with, and I feel like you guys will really benefit from some of the conversations. So all of my guests are going to stay anonymous. So I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm not going to tag them or anything like that unless they request that I do so. But yeah, it's just going to be me chopping it up with my clients and other guests. And you guys just get to get in on the conversation and see what we're talking about and see, you know, other people's perspectives and opinions and, you know, while I'm beautifying them. So hopefully I get some YouTube footage and, you know, build it up that way. But right now I'm still like in the beginning stages and I just wanted to share with you all what I'm doing. So what I'm going to do now is just kind of insert a little bit of a snippet of a conversation I had with a guest and just to give you guys a feel of what to look forward to. And I hope y'all like it. So here goes.
Oh, because he's so fragile. Mm-hmm. He was probably like, I can't believe she ain't come
she
here.
She never comes.
I'm like, boy, I grew up in a house. Like, houses don't make my drawers come off. Like, you can't.
FaceTime me and give me the virtual tour.
I was like, you can't make me lose my mind because you got a house, sir. And I'm like, I ain't going to Woodbridge for nothing.
Because they feel like that's what we looking for. And it's like, I don't understand how we talk and they don't understand, and they talk and we don't understand. It's just like we think this and we be wrong, and they think this and they be wrong. It's like, how do we get on the same page? Like,
that's the
women
beauty.
Think this means that we be wrong.
I mean, for me, I've done a much better job in my life. You just got to stay out the bed. Everybody can hear better when sex isn't on
preach,
the table.
Preach! Say that louder! Stay out the bed!
I'm telling you.
Listen, I'm about to put a sticky note up on my closet, though. Stay out the bed. Because I already know me. That's the truth, child. Because I get crazy with it.
I'm telling you, can't hear anymore.
You in love,
everything, the filters are all messed up now. And I'm not saying you won't get there, but it doesn't need to be the first thing you do.
If you don't stay out the bed.
I'm serious. So you can hear. Yeah.
You're going to be hearing things.
You hear from your waist down, not your neck up.
That's it. A man say, I miss you. And
oh,
we
my
hear,
God. I want to marry
you.
You
want me to come over? You want
no,
me to have your first
over,
son?
Cook your
cook
dinner.
Naked. I'm on my way.
That's the first problem. Like, boo, you not even hearing right. Good gracious alive.
I love you. You said, well, pick up your mama on the way to church.
Look, buy her some Sunday dinner. Get her a new hat. You
right.
know. Hey, you want me to make
Lucy.
The you want me to make the reservations for Thanksgiving? You want to go to Disney World?
Listen.
You're like, okay, I just want you
I
to come
you.
Back. Yeah, like, that's maybe better. I miss you. Oh gosh, Jeff, that's perfect. That's exactly where that thing goes.
That's
and
true.
He's like, I
oh
promise
God.
All I said was, I miss talking to you today. That's all.
Don't say that. Because I done heard something else now.
Oh, my gosh. It happens all the time.
Yeah, stay out the bed. Stay out the bed.
Girl, your hearing just be wrong.
Wrong. You be like, huh? And your little girl say, he said he love us. He
that's exactly right. He want to marry. Go get a ring, girl. Start working out so you can get in your wedding dress.
Mom, what you say? She be like, oh, he said.
I mean, it is
bring me
so...
to his house.
Ooh, go find out what kind of ring you want exactly.
Right.
It happens all the time.
That's
all
true.
The time.
But I think that's hard. It's not hard for somebody who is just like, you know, I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this is not the way that I want to get it, blah, blah, blah. But for somebody who just let their body do the damn thinking, they ain't never going to have nobody.
Well, I think you took the words right out of my mouth because I've been spending a lot of time with my niece who's, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get her on the right page. It's like, honey. Your body and your twinging and tingling
is on fire.
Cannot be trusted. You have the power. Stop. You know, I tell her all the time, stop living like you don't have power. I'm not saying that it might not be challenging. I'm not trying to minimize that. It might not be as easy as it is for you to do some things in your life.
Yeah.
But think about the fallout when your body has been in charge. And you got to do something different if you want a different outcome.
Man, your body be in charge for 5 whole minutes.
Yes.
Then your mind kick in and be like, and damn, like, big dummy.
Like, yeah, and you're cussing yourself out. Man. Why did I do that?
Oh, the whole even, drive I'm home.
You laying yourself out.
I'm a dumbass
out.
Bitch.
Yeah. Oh, and I was like, you can control your horny. You really can. It does not have, put it in the trunk. It can't drive.
Is there some type of manifestation ritual that I can do to put my horny back on the...
Put it in the trunk. Put it in the trunk, not the driver's seat.
How do I do that?
Well, if you borrow from my book, I pray. Ooh, okay. That's been, you know, that my faith has kept me clear and sound. And like I said to you earlier, I have learned in my life... I have much more power and control when I nip things early. Mm. If you find, and I like you, you can't come to my house. I mean, that's just what it is. I know what I like. And if you that, nope. I'll meet you at the restaurant. I'll meet you. I'll drive my car. You can walk me back to mine. And then we're going to leave. Because for me, I know I can control that scenario. But if you come over to my house,
if you find you can't even talk to me, I'm just gonna run.
And for some people, that's the solution. I really do. Like,
that's
real
why
talk.
I stopped doing like the dating sites. I would be like on somebody's profile and be like, "Whoa, you too fine. I got to get out of here. you look like you gonna ruin my life. You look like I'm gonna let you ruin my life. I got to go." I'll be like, "Ooh,
that is
I closed hilarious. The whole app."
But you know what? There's a lot of wisdom in that reaction, though, because you like, this is going to be trouble, so let me just get out of Dodge.
Close the whole app. You know what? I don't need to be on here.
Because, and I say to my niece all the time, like, I've done fine, and all of our fine is different.
Mm-hmm.
But, honey, let me tell you, when fine cheats on you and breaks your heart, he ain't even fine no more.
Honey.
So we got to put fine in its proper perspective.
That's the truth.
Too. Fine, because I still contest. I fell in love with the finest Negro God decided to give breath to. Mm. And I ain't had one since like that. Mm. So I fine took me down into a pit.
Baby. Preach now. Preach now.
I mean, I was like, I don't know if I'ma ever find my way out of this. And then bumped into him right before the pandemic. And he's still fine. Mm. But he fine, but he can't have me, though.
Yeah.
So I try to say, you know, I know you can't tell everybody everything, and you know, people think that their boo is different from yours, and mm-mm. their situation is gonna be different some kind of way.
I stays away.
Yeah,
once I know you got that kind of hold on me, I'm staying away. Anywhere that I know you gonna be, I'm not going.
Yeah,
if you show up,
you have to
I'm
avoid
leaving.
It. You have to.
That was just a snippet for you guys on what's to come. There were so many levels to that conversation. But I wanted to start with something lighthearted and fun. If you enjoyed this, please let me know and reach out to me. Follow me on social media. On Instagram, I am at Ms. Jeff. That's MS.JEPH. And follow the podcast page at Beauty in Bullshit. Beauty, the letter N, bullshit, and bullshit is spelled with a Y. All right, until next time. And I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch, Garcia's bae ain't never finna buy shit. Sorry, hoes hate me cause I'm the it girl. I ain't never asked to be the shit girl. Don't call me sis cause I'm not your sister. You really need to come and get your mister. Seen all my ops linked up in a picture. Everybody look busted, injured.